The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The crew is headed high to Colorado, and Craig throws more tantrums if we can count. Southern Charm episode 10. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yay! Yeah. Hey.
Got a ski trip. Got a ski trip
to Colorado.
Colorado.
Hey, After Buzzers.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, After Buzzers. Welcome to the Southern Charm After Show here at After Buzz TV. We, as always, are delighted that you guys are joining us tonight. Someone needs to turn that down. There you go. A little technical difficulty.
Technical deal. The YouTube video's going off.
But we're live, right? So that's a little bit all. Before we get started, I would love to reintroduce, as always. I don't think even an introduction is needed. Matt, do you want to just take it away?
Sugars, we're here. We're so excited. My name's Matt. And, we have got hot tea, scandal. I mean, it's like an 80s, like,
it's good. It's
movie.
That good.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm Crystal McLaughlin. We will be doing our special segment, The Not So Charming Moment. So be sure to tune in for that.
Susan Pinkney. Glad to be here.
Yes. And we also have a special guest joining us today, Brandy.
Yes, baby.
She is a Southern Charm fanatic, right?
Yes.
Wink, wink. Okay.
Or a Crystal fanatic. Yes. They've been friends forever.
She's my best friend since third grade, so hey.
So she's a guest. She's here to make sure, you know, she puts in a good word with the mom.
That's right.
With everybody. For us, too. As Matt mentioned, we do have our news segment coming up later on, which Matt will handle, and that is really, really juicy. We do have our Not So Charming segment, as Crystal mentioned, and we also have our top three chef euphemisms, right here.
That's
that my
right.
Girl Susie will be chatting about later. But let's get down to this breakdown of tonight's episode. I kind of want to start off talking about Matul and Naomi and their whole relationship and correlation with Craig. Now we actually get to see Matul in this episode, and what are our first impression thoughts on him walking in, chilling, and kind of like his conversation with Naomi? I kind of saw it a little bit controlling.
I just wrote control freak.
Right.
The only good thing
think,
that I
Crystal?
The only thing I thought that was good was that he doesn't eat carbs. That's all I have to say. That was the only nice thing I have to say. I thought it was ridiculous. I think that he totally is showing himself his cards, and he thinks that he's higher and holy and above everybody else, and it's sad that Naomi can't even like gossip with him. Like, this is your partner, you should be able to say and do whatever you feel. You should be yourself around your partner. Mm-hmm. And that's who you are, and you want to, you know, you want to throw a little shade towards the people you are, you know, in friendship group with, and why not? I mean, that's what you do. I didn't like it.
What did you think, Matt?
I think Matul is a tool. That's basically what I think. And this is, you know, it's not necessarily a news segment, but there's a lot of stuff floating in the ethernet about that. Apparently,
please do share.
Yes. Apparently,
this is
hot tea. Apparently, Matul
allegedly
has been seen making out with all these people from all these different women from Charleston, and people slid in my DMs about this. And apparently, people from Charleston are saying that he's basically cheating on Naomi right and left. And this came out a lot last week because Naomi, people feel bad for her because obviously she doesn't feel like she's a good enough girlfriend for Matul yet. He's doing all this stuff, and I saw that and I thought, I don't know if that's true or not. And then I saw the way he acted in this episode. I was like, bitch is cheating on you right and left. I know he is. So I'm just kind of like, I don't, you know, and sometimes a lot of surgeons, they have to be a little cuckoo. You gotta be cuckoo to cut into somebody. You know what I mean? And that's what he's training to be. I don't know. I just say be gone.
Susie?
I just don't think their personalities mesh.
That's a nice way to
say it.
It's so much nicer than me.
It's okay.
The voice of reason over here.
It's okay if you're a doctor and you went to medical school and you're on a health kick and you don't want carbs and you don't want to drink soda. Yeah. And, you know, it's okay for you, but you can't push that on someone else when they want it. Mm-hmm. And so it just seems like they didn't, and, you know, opposites attract. You don't have to like everything your partner likes, but I just feel like they aren't a good match.
Did you know, Susie, you brought up a good point about them not being a match, but what really stood out to me was the constant eye roll that he kept on giving. I felt like he was annoyed already to even start a conversation and even be there with her.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like he probably does that for the camera? Because, like, he walked in with, like, this smirkiness to him, and he's like, oh, what, you're trying to look like me, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, I mean, obviously she's with him for some reason. I mean, yes, he is a surgeon. Okay, great, good for him. He's saving lives. But is there, there's got to be something else. He's got to have maybe a softer side. Is he giving it to the camera like that for a reason? Mm-hmm. Like, to show face? You know how some people, they're different when cameras are around and or around certain people?
Crystal, do you think it's because he's, like, exactly the opposite of Craig in every way?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's mature, Craig's immature. Like, he won't have a tantrum. Craig,
I just don't like he's
tantrums.
A true, but there's got to be a middle ground. Like, you can't be a control freak to the point where, like, I'm joking about the no carbs thing. I eat keto, so that's why I'm saying that. It's like, not, you know, it's just to make fun. But at the end of the day, like, if your partner's like, hey, I want this cookie, you should be like, yeah, let's split it. Like, that would
what
be the sweet part.
But what if he's worse? What if he's worse?
Exactly.
Off camera.
Right.
What
right.
if this is him showing his game face?
Right.
And he's actually more demeaning to her and more condescending to her when they're not on camera. And honestly, I don't think Naomi is in the emotional capacity to acknowledge that kind of venomous behavior in this way. Because as someone who, like, had friendships and relationships that I got crapped on a lot, you don't just jump from really, really bad relationship to really amazing, great relationships. A lot of times you kind of have to work your way up, and you just hopefully get more self-aware in this little by little.
I agree.
And I think Naomi has a couple more relationships to go, sadly.
Yeah, it definitely feels like Matul clouds over her as opposed to them equally balancing each other out. I just feel like she's not herself, and she's trying to have this whole expectation of a relationship in her head that she feels would match him.
Right.
As opposed to just being her own individual self and being living authentically in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And because she was in a toxic relationship with Craig, she had more control over that. But last episode, I think I was like, yeah, they're a great match. But then, like you said, Matt, after watching tonight's episode, I was like, I think they're better off not together.
I was going to say, last thing. Mm-hmm. I think Naomi probably should figure out who she is first. Do you remember
she needs to
when
be single.
She, yeah. When she was with Craig, do you remember that she tracked his phone?
I think
that she's just always...
I'm kidding.
She's insecure in relationships.
She needs to be with herself.
She definitely isn't herself, and I think that's why she probably stayed with Craig as long as she did, because she had some kind of control.
Yeah.
She can't control herself. She'll control someone else.
I mean, you're wearing the same outfit. If that's not a metaphor for your life, girl.
Right.
Change your outfit.
In all honesty, it reminded me of when I used to date Oscar, remember? And we used to dress the same. And that's why I was like, immediately when I saw it, I was like, ew. Like, I was repulsed by it, because you don't really know yourself, and I didn't know myself in that past relationship.
Someone who's a definitely great match for Craig is Jerry. Jerry is, Jerry. You know what, as soon as I saw him and then I heard a little bit more about him, I'm like, he reminds me of Mark Cuban. You know, like he was pitching out to Shark Tank and his business.
Right. Yep.
But Jerry gave some really sound advice. He's like, he asked him the proper questions. He's like, what are you doing with your business? The best thing for you to do is to remove yourself of this business because everything's working so well. What did you think about Jerry's advice to Craig, Susie?
I love Jerry, first of all. I mean, this first thing, he walked in and I start listening to him. He's so smart. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs a Jerry in their life.
Yes!
Because he was telling him the truth. Like, he didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't say, oh, I love you. How about you do some pills? He was like, no, remove yourself from production. Mm-hmm. And let someone handle it. He said, you're getting in the way. You know? And then he was like, oh, you're just letting $5,000 sit there in orders? Like, he was quick. Loved him. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that what Anna Hayward, remember, she was supposed to be, it looked like she was more of his assistant, even though it said she was his operations manager. I think Jerry is more of an operations manager than Anna.
Yeah, he said that Craig is slowing the process of his business. Mm-hmm. And then towards in the middle of that, Craig brings out a pillow that says Penelope. And who's Penelope? Penelope is a child that he can never have with Naomi. Well, never say never, right? Because we never know.
Burn that freaking pillow, Craig. Burn it. It's not happening. That is the saddest thing I've ever seen. And I'm a therapist. I've seen sad people, Craig. If you're watching this, I'm talking to you right now. Get help. Burn the pillow.
Can we
go
submit?
To anger management and call me. Because you're still cute and you got good hair.
I don't know because he has.
Yeah, and I'm a thirsty bitch.
Hey!
I don't know if he's got good hair because that bowl haircut from that old past picture was awful.
Don't talk about Zac Efron hair. You have no right.
All I could see was Hanson Brothers, like, in not a good way. It was like the reject virgin.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Leon, who's a host here at AfterBuzz, he's actually met Craig, and the first thing he told me was, like, he's very muscular. And I'm like, you don't really see that muscular side.
You don't see it. That's what he said to me. Yeah, Leon does Bravo Bitch, which is a great show. Right. We
check
love Leon Castillo.
Yes.
He's great.
Yes, we do.
But yeah, I think that was a very interesting point, the sage advice that was given. And with everything coming together, let's just hope that something works out, because I feel like that would be a great venture for Craig to take, right?
Right. And I think Jerry is definitely the MVP of the year.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
He's cute, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another MVP, of course, is all of you, which a lovely Crystal has some needs to share.
Yes, you guys. If it wasn't for you guys tuning in and subscribing and giving us 5 stars and giving us some thumbs up, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do here at AfterBuzz TV. Because you guys listen in, we are able to be here and do the show and laugh and have this conversation. So if you guys could make sure that you subscribe, again, give us 5 stars and you give us a thumbs up. It's right below in the right below the video. I'm sorry. We would love you for that. Also, make sure that when you do leave us a comment, like on, what is it?
iTunes.
Thank you. That you tell us what you think, because we will shout you out. Like Maite found something earlier today, and she's going to share that with us later.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And Susie is in charge of our live chat. Do we have anybody in our live chat?
We do. We have quite a few people, and they started early tonight. There's a new person, or new to me, Who Dat Be Here. I love that.
Who Dat Be Here.
Who Dat Be Here.
I just love how she said it.
And she just basically couldn't, or he or she couldn't stay up late, but wanted to let us know that they love them. Love us, and we love you too.
Aw, so sweet.
And then also, we have Lily Sullivan, which, hello, Lily.
Yeah, hello.
She says maybe Naomi asked him to keep her in check, which, you know, maybe she wants to be accountable, which that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Not what I do.
Mm-hmm. Angela Sessions says, I don't understand how any woman could be attracted to Craig because he reminds me of a 12-year-old boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like
Sunny 234A says Craig is hot in the chat. I agree with you.
Well, we agree. Yeah, I agree with that too. Craig is a
hottie. Tell you, opens his mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, I'm going to kiss you. I'm like, no, shut up.
Someone as well who doesn't, I don't even know how to make this work, but like every time I think about Whitney, I'm like, ooh.
Right.
Then the whole situation, I cringe because it's not the Whitney that we've seen in previous seasons, and it's a Whitney that's grouchy and
kind of Grandpa Whitney. He kind of became Grandpa Whitney these last like two seasons.
Yeah. Like, how did the roles change between him and Patricia? I don't know.
I have a different take. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Catherine, right? The whole Whitney and Catherine situation. Do we think they actually hooked up?
Yes, of course they did. Okay. But here's the thing. This is the year of the Me Too movement. And so there's a lot of stuff going on in Hollywood.
Oh.
The idea that he's a producer in the show and she's a cast member. And Whitney is trying to cover himself, which we understand that they had a relationship that was organic before she even became a cast member and they met. However, with him in that position and with her being on the show, it's awkward, and I guess he didn't know how to address it during filming. You know what I mean? Because I think Patricia and he kind of like, you know, let's just not talk about it anymore. Like, he knows that we all know, but he didn't know how to address it just because of the way things have now changed. Okay, I have a friend who married her husband that she met at Foot Locker. I mean, it happens. People meet at work sometimes. But because there are people who are inappropriate, be it meeting at work or, you know, meeting in the mall, if you're inappropriate, you're inappropriate. It doesn't matter. And I don't think that he was that with her ever, but he doesn't know how to address the idea that he's a producer and she's a cast member. That's just my opinion.
See, but then with this whole Me Too movement, the fact that he's denying sleeping with her, it adds on more into that whole scenario. If he would just own up to it and say it, I feel like it would make him look like a legit solid person that he owns up to whatever he's done. But I just don't see him doing that. And the fact that he signed up to be on a reality TV show.
Well, he executive produces the reality TV show.
Yeah.
So I get what you're both saying. It does make him seem more skeezy that he's not admitting it, though.
Exactly.
Like, it feels more like salty or something to me.
Exactly.
Whereas if he just said, like Catherine said, yeah, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on.
But here's the thing, though, too. He did say from the beginning to Catherine, like, keep your mouth shut about this. Let's keep this between you and I. And she didn't. So it's like, would you be upset if someone said something that you guys agreed you weren't going to talk about? So I totally get it from that standpoint. It's maybe like him punishing her in the sense. It might have to do with that. It might have to do with what you guys are saying. But at the same time, like, maybe he's doing it to, like, be like, well, you know what? You made your own bed, so here you go.
Yeah, but then again, how old are you to be doing stuff like that?
I mean, he can do what he wants. He's a man.
Well, she can do whatever she wants to because she's a woman.
She can. She totally can. You know, I'm talking about, like, being an adult. I'm not talking about, like, because of he's got a penis. I'm talking about the fact that, you know,
he's
adults,
a man adult.
Right,
yeah.
Well, something tells me as well that he must have known. Like, this is a whole scenario that must have been planned out. Like, okay, you get to go say what you want to say, and then I'm going to say no. Because at the end of the day, I feel like he manages the cards on what gets to happen on Southern Charm.
Of course. I mean, let's just be honest. Reality TV is not always 100%. Like, I know for a fact that another show that does reality, which I'm not going to talk about, they wear earpieces and the producers tell them what to say. Like,
Bachelor.
There's a lot of stuff
Love
that
Island.
We don't know. So,
I'm kidding. I don't know the show.
You know, what's going to come from it, we don't know. So maybe this is like leading up to something that we're going to be talking about later.
Yes.
And there was another interview where Patricia said at the time Whitney was dating someone.
Right.
And
that's
so perhaps he was trying to cover himself for that too.
Ugh, such a pig. Such a freaking pig. I can't deal with it. Let's move on to the Colorado trip. Naomi is a no-show. She's, like, not there.
Okay.
What's going on?
I love when he goes back. Something good's coming.
They didn't even talk. We had this whole episode last week of Cameron eating nachos, talking to Naomi about, are you going to go? Or are you not going? This whole deal. And then they just don't even show.
No.
Naomi or even to talk. It was like we were literally finished the episode and I heard y'all went, oh wait, where's Naomi? And because I just thought that was a crappy job of like editing and making a show of like this became a big thing and then you just totally dropped it,
right?
And
well, they had to put her in there somewhere because she's still getting paid.
I know, but it just it was stupid. It was like how we didn't hear from Eliza this whole episode, so therefore you can't do an impression. Right. It makes me angry.
What? No, I love that.
She was on the phone with Don.
Yeah.
She wanted her food.
Get me dinner.
If you guys have not watched Crystal's impersonation of Eliza, after this show, please do yourself a favor and go to last week's episode and watch it because yeah, right. It was the best.
Or if you're listening to the podcast, you really need to go to the YouTube channel yeah, and see it in person.
It's around the 10-minute mark because I went back and I started laughing right after. Yeah. It's definitely
pretty good.
Very epic. So Craig decides, this is a great time for me to start throwing tantrums or hissy fits, right, as Matt would say it.
Hissy fits.
Okay, can you open the floor here, Susie, and let us know your thoughts on Craig and his whole hissy fit situation?
I think he felt the way that Matt felt when he realized that Naomi really wasn't coming. Like, he was like, wait a minute, she didn't come. And so, like, little kid, he didn't know how to get rid of the anger.
Oh, my God, that's it.
Girl, you hit the nail on the
head. Wow. That's really great. I didn't think about that.
So the fact that no one frickin' said that on this show makes me angry like a hungry fat baby. And that's angry.
That's angry.
That is
That's hangry.
That is totally 1,000,000%.
Yes. He arrived at the airport.
Y'all hate that.
His heart was broken all over again.
Yes.
Girl.
My mind is blown.
You are a true seer.
Right?
You are a true seer.
I take that back. Jerry is not the MVP. It is Susie Q.
Yeah.
Crystal, if you would have been there, what would you have said to Craig?
That was being a P-U-S-S-Y?
No. Would you have said, are you drunk, as Chelsea's told him? Or what would you have told him?
I probably would have been like, I don't know. It just depends. Like, I probably would have said something, not probably drunk, but like, dude, like, go get laid. I don't know. He seems so angry, and maybe he needs, something to eat. I don't know. I'd have to be there to figure out what I would say in that moment. Later on in the bus, I probably would have said what Chelsea said. And, it was just kind of a sad moment. I don't know. I felt irritated for everybody because I was like, okay, like, they shouldn't have to put up with that. But at the same time, I'm like, what's happening? And I couldn't understand it. And then when Susie Q said, what you said about Naomi not showing up. Yeah, that totally, like, now I'm still digesting all of this. It's kind of crazy.
She's still processing everybody.
Right.
You know, what's interesting was that as soon as he heard Whitney's voice, and one complaint that Whitney made, it wasn't even that he was nagging. Maybe he was prior, but we didn't get to see that. But he just quickly turned around and he was like, you, Whitney, you're my target. Right. And everything that comes out of your mouth, it's going to be, I'm going to aim at it.
Craig is probably still pissed about the camping trip as well.
Oh my God.
That was like 2 episodes ago.
But he holds on to things, you know, he does.
I mean, Whitney really went in on that. I just want to give a shout out to Iman M, who says, yay, the Fab Four are back.
Yay!
Also, who was it? Karen Rodriguez, I believe, said, looking beautiful, ladies.
Aww.
Thank you.
I'm sure you meant all four. Sure, you meant all four. But anyway, I just wanted to shout out a little bit to people.
Thank you for that. There's been a certain controversy ever since the very beginning when they showed the preview of the season before the season started, and they show Chelsea calling Craig a vagina, and she's like, you better check down there. And there was a lot of controversy going on because she's like, a lot of people are like, why would you say vagina?
As an insult.
It kind of bothered me a little bit.
Okay.
But as a kid who was effeminate growing up, like, being called like a pussy or a sissy or something like that all the time. But to me, I feel like yes, I blame Chelsea a little bit because she said it, but also it's just like, it's a way of like people getting to see that their words have a context they don't know about. It's like when I used to have friends that say, oh, that was so gay. And then when I would explain to them, even my own brother used to say that. And then my little nephew said to my brother, don't you think Uncle Matt has heard that in a negative way? My brother called me crying.
Right.
So like, he got it. And I think for Chelsea, it's like, think about what your words mean for, you're able to say that and you're a white woman in the South and what that means about other women, women of color, women, of, just all different. And so for me and for also effeminate men who don't really are non-gendered people. I just feel like it's a way of, because honestly, a pussy is way more powerful than a penis if we're counting. And but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and not only that, like I'm so glad you said that, because I literally wrote down what she wrote. I want a high that makes me deaf, and it's like, well, my dad's deaf. That runs in my family, and deafness. And I thought that was kind of, but I know she's just not coming from a bad place. It's just sometimes we say things and we don't even think about it.
She also called Naomi out last week on the plantation, so
there's balance,
but I can see that.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was interesting seeing it for myself as well when I watched the whole scenario take place, and I'm like, okay, I guess, Chelsea does have her moments, and I hope that she kind of addresses it for those people who do feel a very offensive towards that situation. We do know that she does have a good heart, so she doesn't even mean it in a bad way. A lot of the cast members as well, they didn't acknowledge Catherine, and they just went ahead and went on to this dispensary without really taking into consideration that she was in rehab, and she almost lost, I think she lost her children for a small period of time because they found weed. She smoked weed.
Yeah.
And she owned up to it. So I just... there is this whole fine line, because everybody always wants to go and have fun, and then there's Catherine who doesn't get to partake in that. Do we think that the cast should have been considerate of Catherine?
Absolutely. I think the producers, the cast, everyone should have been more considerate. However, and I love Catherine. How many times have I said it? I probably say it every episode. I love Catherine. But she also put herself in a bad position, like when she had the spray gun with the alcohol. She put herself in a bad position.
But that made me laugh really hard.
There's nothing she could do about it on the bus, because it was brought to her by surprise. They made the stop. She was responsible enough to stay on the bus, and she knew it was, they were putting her in a bad position. But I guess once she was there, she was like, well, when in Rome or when in Colorado, you just, you got to let go. But at the same time, I feel like the producers knew ahead of time what the itinerary was. They had to get permits.
Yeah.
They didn't protect her.
But also, I feel like at what point does she start to speak up for herself? She's a big girl. She, she's a grown-ass woman. So it's like, girlfriend, say something. Yeah. Hey, guess what? I'm uncomfortable. Did you guys forget? XYZ, I'm glad that you guys are having fun, but also be aware that, this is something that bothers me. Or even if she doesn't bring it up on the trip, have a conversation with everyone so for the future, everybody's aware of this.
Yeah, that's very true. We're kind of running out of time here, but let's touch base a little quickly about Madison and Austin.
Mm. Madison! Madison!
And they showed it!
Madison!
I love that montage.
Fixing my boner!
He didn't fix his boner this
episode. You got it. He still did. He still loved it.
He pulled it out.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. While he was dead. Okay, never mind.
Dad, Austin.
I actually didn't mind seeing Madison in this episode. I enjoyed her company more than...
liked her ever since the Madison and Chelsea talk in the salon. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm like... I think I wasn't here that week with y'all. I'm like total 180 Team Madison now. I wish they'd show more of her in every episode. Mm-hmm. I think she's a truth teller. She's a ball buster. She's a self-made woman. I love her.
Yeah, well, I saw her watch What Happens Live also. She was really great there. So, I agree with you.
Yeah, I think they should definitely sign her up for next season and continue. Yeah. Even if she's not. Maybe replace her with Naomi, because Naomi seems
to be... Or Eliza.
Eliza for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Okay, you guys, we have some juicy news to share, but before that, we're going to jump into our segment that Crystal here is going to lead out.
We're going to do our Not So Charming moment, where we talk about anybody that's a cast member who did something that was not so charming.
Hey, girl.
All right, why don't you start, Maite?
Oh, okay. I think the first thing that popped into my mind that wasn't so charming was Catherine with the champagne
gun.
And how she just threw it straight to Madison's face.
In her eye.
And she's like, I can't see.
Brandy's dying over there. Yeah. She thought that was the best.
I can't see. Like, and then Austin was like, here, let me help you.
I'm like, what are you, Jesus? Like, try to make the blind person.
So
it's like, you're not. Don't be her savior.
What about
you're not her savior.
What about you, girlfriend?
I'm going to double down on Whitney. And when he said, I'm flattered.
That was gross. That was gross. That was gross. Mm-hmm. That was really gross.
That was very frat boyish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, doll?
Mine was just Shep. I know he said, but the way when he walked into one of those cabins, he's like, oh, so this is how the other half lives. And it sounded so just like I'm rich talking to poor people. And he probably didn't mean it that way, but I'm still just burned on Shep. I thought it was gross.
That's so funny. Mine was also on Shep. It was Honey on Your Stinger, and he's talking to Austin about Madison. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting laid.
Which
totally happened. They were like, okay, bye, see you.
I know. When the cameras leave, then we meet up.
See you in like a minute.
That's right.
Okay, let's jump into our next segment. Susie, you want to take it away?
Okay, every episode we do our top three. Shep euphemisms is our top three tonight. We're going to, I'll start with number one, which was also Crystal's Not So Charming. The Honey on Your Stinger, which, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Not as good as my Colorado game when they were talking about the food.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And he's her favorite port in the storm.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's Shep for everyone. In case it's your first time watching.
That's Little Craig's dad. Little Craig's dad.
He's so cute, looking like a little taco. Okay, Matt, you want to take it away?
Okay, everyone, let's talk about our AfterBuzz news and definitely gossip. I feel like you want to jump into this.
I really do.
Actually, you told me to do it, but you're like, but just kidding, I'm going to do it.
Go ahead, jump in. So, you know, I don't even know how to start with this, but there was, what's his name?
Well, last week was an explosive episode because Trashley was back. Well, apparently, and we're both talking about this because somebody, and I can't remember where they, but somebody DM messaged me and told me that Cooper from, remember Cooper, who gives redheaded gay people from the South a bad name, okay? But he was Patricia's, like, redheaded gay.
Right, design.
He's a horrible, disgusting trash heap of a person who just wanted to be famous and really tried to, like, F over Patricia. And she said bye, and they took him off the show. Well, he has his own private Facebook group that he makes people pay for. You have to pay for this and to watch this video. So someone told me about this. They told me you're in the group, but they wouldn't tell me what was said. They wouldn't show me anything. They said, it's a very private group and they'll kick me out, so I can't tell you anything.
Exactly.
Cut to Maite.
Exactly. Yes. Cut to me. So someone sent me the link, actually, to the videos.
On Reddit,
exactly. And I think it's a set of like maybe five or six videos. And this is between Cooper and Ashley. And they're both having a conversation basically about last season, about Catherine, about Patricia. I mean, names were being dropped left and right. This is part one. It's only a minute long. And then let's just watch so you guys can see what's talked about.
I texted her on a Thursday, not until 4 o'clock till Friday did we get a response. And she said, right, that was the thing.
When she woke up.
Right. When she woke up and her mom could then be there to pick them up, okay? And this is leading into the Hilton Head episode. But this happened all the time. The kids came back stinking, smelling, dirty. I mean, the kids, Kenzie, how was school this week? I didn't go to school. Why? Because I wasn't feeling well. Mommy didn't want to take me. I mean, constantly, there was always something. I mean, he had his ears done, the tubes in his ears done, and the doctor calls one day in line with Thomas and said, calling to check on Saint, he was under general anesthesia, you know, how's he doing? And Thomas goes, he's with Catherine. They said, well, can't get a hold of Catherine. Thomas has a private investigator on her, as she had one on him. Private investigator goes, she hasn't been with him since noon the day before.
Yeah, so that's exactly. So she's spilling out a lot of things that she wouldn't mention when she was on the show, and it does sound like she's taking the approach of the kids and kind of saying she's an irresponsible mother.
Yeah.
Right? So let's cut off to, this is part two, another segment of this video chat that they have going on.
Deliver? Yeah. You feel this need to... It's your adrenaline.
It's a heightened reality because there's lights and there's cameras and everybody's jockeying. It's a surreal experience. It really is.
Yeah. See this comment right here. If Catherine would have owned up to it, she would have said, I was terrible. I chose drugs over my children. My child has fetal alcohol syndrome because of him. Yes, I made some major mistakes. You know what? If she took some accountability, I would have thought of her differently. You see? But the thing is, that's why they don't like Eliza either, is because Shelby... That's why Catherine doesn't like her, is because of Shelby. See, 2 weeks after Catherine got kicked out of rehab, she stayed at Shelby's house, who's her cousin, who's friends with Eliza. Yes, and Shelby kicked her out of the house because Catherine locked herself in her home and was drinking and locked herself in the home. Catherine has never been sober. Here's the best part. She's not, the thing is...
Wow.
Yeah, it continues on and on.
You'll have to pay for Cooper's channel for the best part.
Exactly.
Don't pay for it.
Don't. It's just so
But if
much...
you do, send it to
but
us.
What, that, well, and also, a little aside to that, too, we have a picture of two ladies who show up, mm-hmm. and yep, who's that? That is Landon and Ashley. And guess whose home Ashley was staying in when she gave that interview? Landon's, because Landon could be seen walking around in the background.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
I hated Landon. She's a horrible, she has a speech impediment. I can't stand that woman.
It's just both of them together and all the allegations.
But what do we think, real quick, news? I know we got one more thing to talk about. Real quick, do y'all believe that? What do you think?
Obviously, there's probably a little truth to it, but it's still between... it's still between the mom and the dad. It has nothing to do with her. And those things, like, if the kids didn't go to school, maybe they weren't feeling well, maybe they were sick. There's preschools and schools that will not let children in if they have a fever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's commenting on things that she can't possibly know all the facts about.
Right. You can't trust children all the time with them delivering messages because sometimes they can get misconstrued. So it could be true in some part, some of it maybe not.
And she was fed information by Thomas, and we know from Patricia, who is a level-headed person, that Thomas was feeding people lies about Catherine.
Right.
So why would he not do that to Ashley?
And on another part of the video, Patricia's also mentioned, she mentions Patricia and how Patricia didn't like Catherine and everything that she would tell Ashley to do. So a lot of people in the comments were saying, like, I hope Patricia uses this and, you know, has, like, a defamation lawsuit against Catherine, against Ashley. Because she accuses the kid having, what is it?
Fetal alcohol
syndrome. Like, these are really strong accusations that she's making, and we don't know if that's true or not, but then just to say this and put it down in public about the children, it's nasty.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of gossip, too. But boy, we just got all our news from Reddit this week. But somebody else sent me a message from Reddit, and, Reddit has these kind of blind items, like kind of, oh, by the way, this is kind of random, but this is supposedly being said. And one of the things that Reddit says, it says there's this former Southern Charm star who was on many, many episodes is advertising on several sugar daddy sites. Not Ashley. She would be far less subtle. So people are wondering who it is. Some people at first said Jenna. Remember Jenna from season one? But a lot of people, but she wasn't on a lot. They said because it's in many, many episodes, a lot of people are thinking that it's Landon.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I know exactly where you got this blind item.
Yeah.
And then they actually reveal it after a week.
Oh,
so they do. They reveal the name of who it is. Oh. So I'm going to be keeping a close eye on that.
So we'll let y'all know week.
Yeah.
Hot tea.
Ooh.
By the way, shout out to everybody who messages us. Because that really helps us. And, if you've got breaking Southern Charm news, send it to us on our social media.
And we'll keep hush hush if you want us to.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to do it.
We'll keep it quiet.
We're very nice, you know.
I'm like Lois Lane. I don't reveal my sources.
That is it for tonight's episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We, as always, enjoy you all joining our conversation. Matt, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes, if you have hot tea, you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at TheMattMar. Also, you can listen to my other Sweet Tea podcast, which is kind of a dirtier version of Southern Charm.
Hey.
You can find all that at SissyThatTalk.com.
I'm Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's with an I, not with a Y.
Susan Pinkney, you can find me at SUZQ90210, and it doesn't need to be hot tea, just say hello.
Same.
Hey, classy girl.
Hey everyone, my name is Maithe Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maithe. That is at This Is MAYTE. Thank you, Brandy, for joining us tonight as well.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much. We will see you here next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.